Let's tune in as evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
The Word of God, they're faith words. They have the power to heal, to deliver, to set free, and to perform any petition that we put before God. It will perform that petition, thanks of God. But if we don't trust God, if we don't believe or rely on His Word, God can't help us. And with all that power that I've read about, that I've read scriptures to you about, all of that power that He's given us, His church, we are the church of the living God. And all that power that He's given us won't do us a bit of good if we don't believe it and if we don't put it into practice. Abraham held on to the promise over 25, maybe 30 years, not wavering or doubting that God was able to perform the words that He told him. He was able. Even when he was old and Sarah, she had passed the childbearing age, he still believed, you know, that God was going to do what he said he was going to do. And he received that promise supernaturally. Abraham did. We give up too quick, saints of God. We don't trust the Word of God. If He doesn't answer as soon as we pray, we lose faith, we lose hope, and we quit. We have to call things. That's what this lesson is about. We have to call things into existence. The things that are not, that do not exist, just like God, we have to call those things that do not exist, just like God did. You know, remember, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We worship God. God is a spirit, and we have to worship Him in the spirit and in the truth. This is how we get things done. We have to worship God. We have to praise God, and God will anoint us with His power from on high. The Bible says God's words are spirit. They are truth, and they are life. In John 6:63, Jesus said, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The word that I speak, the words that He speak, the red letters that Jesus speak, and what you hear God speak," He said, the words that we speak, they are spirit and they are life. You know, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God's word will bring life to a dead situation. I'm going to repeat that. The words of God will bring life to a dead situation. If you have a dead marriage, if you have a dead household, if you have a dead family, and I'm not talking about dead like in under the ground dead. I'm talking about dead like, you know, you just don't have no life of God in you. The Word of God will put life into you and into your situation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, I just thank You. We just need to give God thanks every day because God is doing things for us that we're not even aware that He's doing. And He's doing it for us each day of our life. In the beginning of verse 64, Jesus said, "But there are some of you that believe not." See, this is where we are right now. And it's just not some. It's a whole bunch of people. It's a whole bunch of people that's calling themselves Christians that don't believe. And Jesus said it right here. He says, some of you, they don't believe. They believe not. So we need to examine ourselves to see if we're believing or if we're just giving verbal assent, a mental assent to the Word of God. It won't work if that's what we're doing, saints of God. We have to give faith to faith and spirit to spirit. And the Word of God we just read, it is spirit and it is true. So we have to put the Word of God on it and we have to make ourselves think in the spirit and in the truth. And how do we do that? By using the Word of God. Amen. Verbal assent and mental assent. You know, it doesn't profit us anything. It is through our obedience to God's word that he will work in us, through us, and that he will work for us. One of the main points to this lesson is this question. Do you know your God? Do you know your God? Saints of God, there's plenty of people that say they know God, but they don't really know God. And the next part of that question is, do you know how to live according to his word? Do you know how to live according to the word? Do you know how to take the commandments in the Bible and begin to practice them? Don't lie, don't steal, don't cheat. You know? Live holy, don't hate. All of these things is in the Bible, and we have to know them in order to be able to do them, and then God can use us. How many people are walking around in unbelief, denying the power that's in the word of God? If you do not believe, you can never receive if you don't believe. Everything you do in the name of Jesus will be unfruitful. We're going to read 2 Timothy 3 and 5, and it says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. You have to turn away from that unbelief and that denying the power of God. If you're walking around here not believing that God is God and that he's a reward of those that diligently seek him, if you don't believe that, you have to turn away from those evil thoughts and those evil things, because you can get nowhere with God if you're thinking against him. He said, turn away from that. You know, I trust that this lesson will cause you to, many of you, to see yourselves and make a change. Many folks are claiming to be Christians, and they doubt the power of God and the power of the word of God, the power that's in the word of God. They just don't believe it. They doubt it. They cannot receive because they don't believe. Saints of God, that's so sad. You cannot receive anything from God because you don't believe. Most churches are unproductive when it comes to spiritual things. They're unproductive. They fail to operate in the spiritual gifts. Jesus left those works so that the works that he and his disciples did could continue from generation to generation until he returns again. But we can see many little, there's very little real spiritual gifts at work in the church today. The church follows customs and traditions from old forefathers, from a fashion of how they have been taught, how they've been trained, and how they lived. All these, it's a fashion. It's a form and a fashion of what Christianity should be and what God's church should be. God is not pleased with this. And this is exactly why there's no prayers being answered. Very little prayers are being answered today. You know, nobody gets healed or delivered. And many don't even speak in other tongues. And this is one of the criterions that we're supposed to have, especially in the book of Mark, where he says, you know, we're supposed to speak in those other tongues. You know, no Holy Spirit means no power. Saints of God, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you're not going to have the power of God. The Holy Spirit is God's power to us. He's our teacher. You know, he will lead and he will guide us in the ways that we should go. That's the job of the Holy Spirit. And he will bring us into the perfect will of God. But we must remember, it's because of our obedience that God will allow his anointing and his power to work in us, through us, and for us. If you can remember Samson, he was a Nazarite. And he was never supposed to cut his hair because his power was in his hair. We know that Samson, his mother was barren, and the angel came to her and told her she was going to have a son. And this was the thing that she was never supposed to do. She was never supposed to eat fruit off the vine. And certain things he told her that she was supposed to do and things that she wasn't supposed to do. And with Samson, he wasn't ever supposed to cut the locks of his hair. And he had 7 locks, and he was not supposed to cut the locks of his hair. And we remember Samson disobeyed his father, and he kept going down to this woman. This woman, her name was Delilah. You know, he said she pleased him. So he kept on going down there, you know, to see this woman. And the Bible said he killed lions, and just like he would a goat. And you know, a goat is much, much smaller than a lion, and a goat is not going to put up too much fight. But the Bible said he would kill those lions just like he would kill a goat. It was just that easy for him. You know, and you know, a lion with all those big teeth, and my God, and he's fierce and he's ferocious and he's very strong. So Samson had some great power. God had given him power. We know that he killed 1,000 of those Philistines. See, that's what Samson was, that's what God gave the barren lady, his mother. That's why she gave him the son, Samson, with all his strength, was because God wanted him to fight against the Philistines. And he did fight against the Philistines. He killed a lot of them. And in one fight, he killed 1,000 of those Philistines with the jawbone of an ass. But when he allowed Delilah to know his secret, know his strength, and know where his strength and his power lie, you know, he disobeyed God. And those people cut his hair, and his power was no more. Saints of God, we have to understand that all of the word of God is for our benefit. We know that the Philistines put his eyes out. They put Samson's eyes out. But as the story goes, God gave him back his eyes. He gave him back his power when he repented. And he put his hands on the pillars of the house when they invited him to come in. They was going to make sport of him and laugh at him and talk about him because he was this big man. They cut his hair. Now he's nothing but a little weakling. And he's out there treading the press like a ox would do. Just treading the press of corn, pressing the corn. And they called him in there to laugh at him. But he asked this little boy to put his hands on the pillars of that house. And he put the left hand on a pillar, and he put the right hand on a pillar. And God gave him his power back, and he destroyed all the lords that was in that house and all the people that was in that house. And he eventually was destroyed also. So I'm telling you, God's church has power, but we will not position ourselves to learn what it is that God requires. We will not, for some reason, learn how to position ourselves so that we can allow the power of God to come in us, on us, and through us, and we can do the things that God has called us to do. Jesus commissioned followers of the kingdom of God. And to Let me just go through this again. I gotta go slow. We're talking about the commission, the great commissions, and how Jesus commissioned his followers. He commissioned his followers to preach, to teach the gospel of the kingdom of God, and to demonstrate it with power, by healing and delivering. This is how we're supposed to do it. The kingdom of God, we have to demonstrate it with power, with healing, and delivering.
All right, family. You have been listening to the Spiritual Warfare Broadcast with Evangelist Wanda Bell. You can connect with us on Facebook at Evangelist Wonder Bell. Or you can write us at Evangelist Wonder Bell or Spiritual Warfare Ministries at P.O. Box 5884, Alexandria, Louisiana.